It's the radio segment that was just named most likely to fight young Sheldon in a celebrity match and lose.
Oh, young Sheldon.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
I've got 20 bucks on the 48-pound kid with glasses. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
And those other loosey-gooshies just don't. Ooh. This first Laser Story is out of Rochester, Minnesota. 53-year-old woman was driving around some local neighborhoods the other day, mm-hmm. using a bullhorn to yell at people from her car.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Brooke!
That was not me, I swear.
Not this week, at least.
Yeah.
Slow down on my block!
Well, I mean, I do yell that.
Yeah,
but other than that, I don't yell.
This woman was apparently yelling stuff about religion.
Oh,
because
God.
She said later she was just trying to, quote, spread the word of God.
Are you that you think, honestly, someone's going to hear a lady with a bullhorn and think,
yeah,
she's right.
Wait a minute. I'm a sinner.
I should change everything.
She'd been doing it for at least 5 days.
Whoa.
And nine people had lodged noise complaints with authorities. And then a cop car saw her doing it again just the other day,
yeah.
while she was running a red light.
The Lord made me do it.
Yeah.
I can do anything through him.
She took off, but when they tried to pull her over, she hit the gas.
No.
And was able to ditch out.
Wow.
Okay.
That's like a Jesus take the wheel moment.
Literally, yeah. But then another cop saw her at a different intersection 45 minutes later, and through the bullhorn, she yelled, "Ooh, look at me. I'm getting pulled over."
What the heck? Look, I've been to church my whole life, and I've never heard of this being any kind of Christian or Catholic.
This isn't in, like, Leviticus or something?
No, this is not in any of the books.
How to be a condescending a-hole.
Then she tried to outrun that cop, too.
What?
Oh, my God.
But didn't get far, because she failed to notice an active construction zone up ahead.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
She crashed through some barricades and finally stopped after driving straight into a bunch of wet cement. So her car got stuck, and as cops moved in to arrest her, she could still be heard on the bullhorn, yelling, "I think I'm stuck. Looks like it's the slammer for me."
Oh my God.
I like that she color commentates her entire like criminal activity. I hope they let her take that into the station, too. Like, "Ooh, look at this. They're doing my fingerprints now.
Yeah.
Ooh, look who just got sentenced to 35 years.
I look good in orange."
Yeah. She's facing 2 counts of fleeing police, 1 count of first-degree property damage, and 1 count of driving without a license.
Oh, she
didn't even have a license. Mm. Okay.
Oh, all right.
This next laser story is out of Tennessee. Julie Johnson and her husband were asleep at their home around midnight mm-hmm. when they felt one of their 3 dogs jump up on the bed.
Come here, puppy.
Yeah.
So, business as usual for their family. But when they woke up the next morning, they were given the surprise of their life.
What?
Because the dog in bed was big, brown, and furry. And according to Julie, absolutely not my dog.
What? A stranger's dog?
How?
Wait a minute.
Wait, in the middle of the night?
She said she tried to remain calm as she rolled over to her husband and whispered, "Is this a joke?"
I mean, that's what I would think. I would think, "Oh, you adopted this," or like.
I mean, I would still cuddle it. I'd be like, "Yay, blessings!"
Turns out, it wasn't. The pooch began snuggling up to Julie's husband.
Aww, it chose us.
Julie immediately got onto Facebook to share a pic in hopes of finding its owners, and an hour later, they found him.
So he ran away into someone else's house?
Turns out she was a Labrador Bulldog mix named Nala, who slipped free of her collar while chasing a squirrel.
Oh God,
those squirrels always get them.
Yeah, I know.
And the owners tried looking for her but couldn't find her, and that's when a storm hit.
Oh no! Poor Nala, she was scared.
Yeah, Nala
she was.
Needed cuddles.
And she got in a door that wasn't latched properly at Julie's house in order to seek shelter.
A Disney movie that I've seen.
Yeah.
When Nala's owner came to pick her up, her tail was wagging 1,000 miles an hour, but she wouldn't budge from the bed.
What?
Oh.
Julie said, "It actually required me letting a true stranger into my home to go up to the bedroom where my husband was still snuggling with her dog to get her out of the bed."
One woman's taking the dog, the other one's prying her husband away from the putt.
Nala's like, "It's not the storm, guys.
Yeah.
I don't like it there. Don't let me go back.
I'm in love with him."
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Fashion Forward headquarters.
Ooh.
Gucci and Adidas have come together to make a product mashup that's got a lot of people talking.
Okay.
Although it may not be for the reason you think. The accessory that will be available to purchase is a $1,300 Gucci Adidas umbrella.
Oh, la, la.
It's supposed to get rained on?
Funny enough, the companies aren't catching heat after the eye-popping price. It's from something else. Oh. Apparently, the $1,300 umbrella doesn't protect you from the rain.
Isn't that what umbrellas
they did, what, they didn't
do?
Make it waterproof?
That's right. A $1,300 non-waterproof umbrella.
Strictly for fashion, Brooke.
Well, also sun. I mean, the fine lines come quick if you're not protecting yourself against the sun.
That's what Gucci says. It's for sun protection or decorative use.
Ah,
decorative, just around my arm.
Yeah.
But yes, it doesn't work well at all in the rain. And maybe that doesn't matter, though, because they are all sold out.
Rich people.
I hope one rich person didn't get the memo and they're just standing there drenched underneath their umbrella one day.
If you've got
that's karma.
$1,300 to waste, you can join the wait list at Gucci.com.
That's insane.
It won't be available on sale again until next month.
Okay. Can you imagine it raining and then you tuck the umbrella in your coat and ask if anyone else has an umbrella? So confusing.
This next laser story is out of Is This Real Life?
Aww.
Headquarters.
Oh, I love that clip.
Alexis's reality show dreams are coming true because MTV just announced it's developing Jersey Shore 2.0. A reboot with an all-new, younger, sloppier cast.
Party's here!
How could they find sloppier?
Yeah, I mean,
there is no way.
It was just an S show.
They drink in their sleep, too.
Exactly.
So Snooki and company are not here for it.
Oh, they don't like it.
The original cast members actually issued a statement saying it's not okay. Quote, as a cast that took a chance with a network in need, we put our most vulnerable moments on television for the world to see.
You're the one that took a chance on MTV.
Yeah.
That's cute. That's real cute, Snooki.
You're so vulnerable when you're just wasted at the club every day.
They say, we gave our all over the past 13 years, became a family, and continue to open our lives for the world. So please understand, we are not in support of a version that will exploit our original show.
People really take you guys seriously.
I think it's, please understand you don't own the show, so you don't get any say in it.
They're just like, why can't we have a 46 spin-off with us again?
Yeah.
And of course, they're still on MTV, and they finished their statement with a plug for their own program, saying, don't forget to tune in to an all-new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
People problems.
They're still on?
They're still doing it.
They're just like being parents on
The Jersey
Shore now?
They just make millions doing this.
Still.
Of course.
Oh, do you guys remember back in season 6 when this guy crashed a Jersey Shore house party?
Turtles here!
I don't want to ruin it in case people want to stream it, but let's just say GTL stood for something much different than Gym Tan Laundry. Gyrate Teabag Lettuce Leaf.
I didn't put that together. Thank you.
That's how he does it on the shore. And that's
I always knew.
It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.